for the semi-final, for the Sixers and the Heat. They spoiled the party, the Heat. I wonder how Darren Lehman, the assistant coach we spoke to a couple of days ago, is feeling about that, getting ready to fly to Perth today. Boof, well done.
Hey, mate. Thanks, pal. How are you?
We're going very well here. Not as well as you guys, though. They were selling tickets to the final with the Sixers in it the other day.
That was unbelievable. I don't know what the journalist was doing there in Perth, but obviously we get there, now they have to refund all those other tickets.
Which is great. It was an entertaining game of cricket. That when you saw the pitch, when you saw the wicket when you got there, what did you think?
Well, it was the fourth game on it. So it was always going to be a low-scoring affair, and it was low and slow and turn. So, you know, 130, 135 was going to be about the benchmark. Obviously, we squeezed really well and kept it in 116, and it was going to be tough work to get them, and we fell across the line really on the back of some outstanding batting from Michael Nessa.
Now, tell us, we were discussing that earlier this morning. There was a conversation, I reckon, when Cameron Green was under an injury cloud, that he could be a bowling all-rounder for the Australian Test team. Is he that good?
Oh, yeah, he's had an outstanding year, obviously with the BBL, but also with Queensland and the Shield. So, you know, he's got the batting. He's got his batting back on track. He probably fell away a little bit in the last couple of years and just really concentrated on his bowling. But this year, there was a real big push to get him batting at seven and creating an extra spot for a spinner or a bowler in the lineup as well. So he worked hard in the off-season and got his batting right, and he's performed well.
They said they're talking about it as one of the biggest upsets in the history of the competition last night. Did you see it like that, or is T20 a game where you're always the chance?
Oh, you're always a chance, especially on low scoring wickets. You only need one or two guys to really perform well. And our bowling has been outstanding all summer, really, or all BBL. So for our point of view, we thought if we could squeeze enough dots and create enough pressure and keep it to a total, we could chase. After they won a toss, which was a big toss to win, really.
Yeah.
So to go against all those odds and come out a winner was pleasing for all the lads.
Must have been, I was a bit surprised they won the toss and batted in that last night. Knowing how they operate really well, they defend totals really well and on a slow, slow wicket, I thought they might have bowled first.
No, it was a bad first wicket, mate. If you've seen it, it was just basically rolled mud. there wasn't much grass on it. Actually, there was a blade of grass on it.
just the one.
It was actually a perfect preparation for our test team. They should have played there.
Yeah, well, why did Spencer Johnson bowl so well on it then? And he's really emerged this campaign. He's been a fantastic option for you with that left arm pace delivery. Matt Kuhneman got three. He got three as well. But he's impressed me, Spencer Johnson.
He has, mate. He's got wheels. He's got serious pace. And the ball comes out really easy out of his hand. You think it's not going to be that quick, then all of a sudden it hurries you up. So I think he bowls at varying speeds naturally, which is quite a good thing for a bowler. You know, he can go up a gear or just bowl a normal pace as such. And you know, when you're at that speed on a wicket that's not great, it's going to be tough work.
Expecting a slightly different wicket in Perth for the final?
I think it'll be a belter. It normally is in Perth, to be fair. So we'll obviously change your game plan, go from slow low to a really consistent bounce, and it comes on the bat nicely. So we'll have to play, you know, bat a lot better, we know that. But we've certainly got the tricks with the ball to cause some problems.
And just before I let you go, it was a great win last night. We're barracking for you to win tomorrow night, just by the way. The Adelaide Test taking over from the Sydney time slot in New Year, is that a good idea, do you reckon?
Oh, I don't have a problem with it. A lot of people in Sydney will.
But, yeah, no doubt.
It obviously comes around the weather. They've had so many washouts in the last few years in Sydney, so they might be looking at that to move it to Adelaide. So it's not a bad idea. I don't think it'll happen, though, but you know, why not ask?
Why not? If you don't ask, you don't get. That's what I tell the kids every day. Mate, nice to chat as always. Congratulations to you and the boys last night. Can't wait to see how you go tomorrow. Go get them.
Thanks, mate.
Darren Lehman, assistant coach of the Brisbane Heat. They're in the final against the Scorchers. Big Bash final tomorrow night. It's going to be big business.